Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Christopher Harrison, and today I'm going to talk about dialog management in Bot Framework using Node.js. Just as a real quick little bit of background, I'm an SDE here inside of Microsoft, and you'll also notice that you've got my Twitter handle there if you feel so inclined. Now, let's talk a little bit about building bots that are going to be able to work with humans. There's some basic facts that we need to understand. For starters, humans are complex. We can't simply take human interaction and distill that down into a handful of function calls. It's just not going to work. Humans are random. We can get distracted by different things. Our minds can change. Something else in our environment might be different, might change, and that might cause me to do something that's completely unexpected. And finally, and I think we could all agree on this, is that humans can be illogical. On top of that, humans are very rarely going to provide all of the information that's required right up front. Imagine, if you will, that I was going to create a bot for Build or some other conference. And one of the things that somebody might want to be able to do through the bot is register for a hotel room. And needless to say, there's a few pieces of information that need to be provided. So in theory, I could set up a bot where a user could type in something like this. I'd like to book a room for bot conference. I need a single occupancy, king size room, checking in on Tuesday and checking out on Friday. And of course, my bot responds back with, sure thing. There's only one problem with this. That is literally never going to happen. Nobody comes in with everything right up front. Now, what's going to happen is somebody's going to send in a message saying, I'd like to book a room. And now, my bot is going to have to start to figure out, okay, well, what type of a room? What dates are they looking for? So it's going to need some level of back and forth. On top of that, the human might provide some partial information. So that maybe that they send a message saying, I'd like to book a king-size room. Okay, cool. We know that we've got that, but we still need the check-in and the check-out date. So there's going to be a little bit of back and forth, a little bit of dialoguing that's going to need to go on to collect the rest of the information and perform the action on behalf of the user. In addition, it's also very possible that I would set up a bot and an interaction like this could happen. So let's say that we've got, you know, a possibility to reserve lunch tables. So somebody sends a message to the bot and says, I'd like to make a lunch reservation for two people. So the bot comes back and says, absolutely. I have 11:30 and 12:30 available. What time slot do you want? And then my user sends back, do you have a vegan menu? Because maybe he just remembered that the person that he's going to be doing lunch with is a vegan and wants to make sure that they're going to be able to eat something other than just a sliced tomato. So again, that's perfectly logical from the human's perspective, but that's not overly logical for the bot. So once again, we need to be able to manage how the bot interacts with the user and how the bot responds to the user. And this is done through what are known as dialogues. Dialogues are reusable modules. You can think of them as a module, you can think of them as a function. That in a perfectly designed system, or typically, your dialogues would be there to perform a single operation and would be called from other dialogues. And one other really cool thing that we'll see a little bit later is that our dialogues can be global. Now, there's really actually two main types of dialogues with a bot. The first type is a root dialogue, and there's only ever one root dialogue on a bot. And this is going to be called when there's no other dialogue on the stack, meaning that we have no ongoing conversation, and when the message was sent in, the bot took a look at the message and couldn't figure out any other dialogue that could handle that message. You'll also notice that the dialogue is going to be registered inside of the constructor in code. Now, the other type of dialogue that we can set up is a globally registered dialogue, and we'll do this by utilizing a cool little function called trigger action. Now, what's cool is that this is always going to be executed when the recognizer matches the utterance. And that recognizer could be using Lewis, or it could be using your own custom recognizer. And so this is great for conversation support. So let's say that the user types in help, or let's say that the user types in cancel. I can set up one global dialogue that can then handle that. Or how about tangents? Going back to our previous example, we have the human send in the little message, hi, I'd like to make a reservation for lunch for two people. And the bot comes back and says, sure, I've got 11:30 and 12:30. And then the human comes back and says, hey, do you have a vegan menu? It would be nice to be able to handle that and then pick up right where we left off. And so fortunately, we can do that with dialogue management inside of Node.js with this cool little thing called trigger action. Let's see how trigger action might work. So over here, I've got the starters for a bot. Now, I've set this up by utilizing a little Yeoman generator that I created. And it's just got a single dialogue registered as the root dialogue. And you'll notice that it's really just an echo bot. So it's just going to send a little thing saying, hi, I'm, and then the build dialogues bot. And then it will come back and say, in a nutshell, here's what I can do. Ask me for my name, and then we'll respond back with whatever the user's name happened to be. So kind of a very basic, straightforward little bot here. Let's go ahead and add in maybe a help dialogue. So we could give the user the opportunity to ask for help. And so the way that we can do this is by saying bot.dialogue, and then giving this a name, and we'll call this help, and then specifying what we want the rest of the dialogue to look like. And so in my case, I'm going to keep it nice and simple, and I'm just simply going to say session and dialogue, and this is a simple demo bot for a sample conference, or whatever else it is that that you might want that to do. Now, if I want to make sure that this will always respond to some particular utterance from the user, I can do that by saying trigger action. And with trigger action, I can tell it what it is that I want it to match on. So I can say matches, and then if I was using a custom recognizer or a Lewis recognizer, I could then just simply put in whatever the name of the intent happened to be right here. Or if I want to look at the text of the message, I can then just put in a regular expression. So I could just simply say something like this, so help. And I could even, you know, of course, go in and anchor that to the beginning and the end and so forth. And you start to see where all of this is going. So now, if I go in and I run my bot, so let's just use Nodebon here. Cool. And then I start interacting with my bot. And let's say I say, hi there. And it will ask me for my name, and I say, Christopher. And it comes back and says, welcome, Christopher. So you'll notice that was our default dialogue, our root dialogue. And if I go in and I say, help, you'll notice that it will come back and it will say, this is a simple demo bot for a sample conference. Now, here's a very important thing to note about trigger action. Trigger action is always going to replace any dialogues that happen to be working with the bot. Or in other words, it's going to replace the dialogue stack. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the dialogue stack, The dialogue stack is simply the series of dialogues that your bot currently has active. And as one completes, that gets popped off the stack and then potentially a new one pushed on, or it just simply goes back to whatever happens to be left on the stack. Trigger action will always replace the stack. What does that mean? Well, it means behavior like this. Let me clear out the screen here and let me send in my little hello. And then it comes back and says, hi there, I'm the build dialogues bot. In a nutshell, here's what I can do. What's your name? Now, if you remember previously, when I said Christopher, it came back and it said, hello, Christopher. Well, now you'll notice that if I say help, it's going to come back and it's going to say, this is a simple demo bot for a sample conference. And it's not asking me for my name anymore. So whatever it was that it was doing a minute ago, and in this case, collecting my name, it's now not doing that because the entire dialogue stack has now been replaced by this help dialogue. It's not really a good experience for the user. Think about it, that if I ask for help, I probably want to get a little bit of information and then be able to pick up where I left off. Or again, going back to the original scenario that we had introduced, that I go in, say, hey, I want to make a reservation, says, sure, what time? And then I say, do you have a vegan menu? It would be really nice if it would give me the information about whether or not there's a vegan menu, and then allow me to pick up from where I left off with the reservation process. So just re-prompt me, re-ask me. Fortunately, I can modify the way that trigger action works. So you'll notice that I've got my little matches here, and I'm just going to update my formatting here. This is really the way that I like to have it. There we go. I'm particular about formatting of my code. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to say onSelectAction. Now, onSelectAction is an event handler that's going to execute when it's about to run this particular dialogue. And so it gives me the opportunity to maybe write some information out that I need to store for later, maybe do some potential cleanup, or in my case, to change that default behavior. So what I'm going to do is set this up with a function that's going to have two parameters, the session and then args, which is the args that are passed into here. And so now what I can do is I can say session.beginDialogue and then argsAction, which will give me the information about the action that it's just about to launch, and then simply say args, which would then get passed into the dialogue. The upshot of using this beginDialogue is that now when I go back and I start this over again, let's say hello, and now I say help, now what you're going to notice is that it will come back and say, this is a simple bot demo, there's our help message, and then you're going to notice that it will come back with that, what's your name? So it picked up where it left off, and so now I could go in and say, Christopher, hit enter, and then it will come back and say, welcome, Christopher. So it completed what it had started previously. Now, the reason that it did that is because I used beginDialogue. There's actually two different functions that you can use to start a brand new dialogue. One of them is beginDialogue, which will push a new dialogue onto the stack. And then the next one is replaceDialogue, which will take your current dialogue, move that off to the side, that's now gone, and then put the new dialogue into its place. The main key difference here is that if I call beginDialogue, when that new dialogue completes, it's going to come back to the one that was running previously. And if we go in and we take a look at a slide to kind of walk through what a dialogue stack might look like, I might have a dialogue that's called register. Now, register, of course, is going to be a whole series of various steps. And rather than build all of that into that one single register dialogue, I might break that apart. So maybe I've got another dialogue called getAttendeeInfo. And so I can launch that by calling beginDialogue. And then maybe getAttendeeInfo is going to walk through all the different pieces of information that we need about the attendee. So maybe one of those pieces of information that we need is get dietary restrictions. And if we use begin dialogue, what's going to wind up happening each time is that a new dialogue is going to get put on, a new dialogue is going to get put on. Now, once that dialogue completes, it's then going to reverse and work its way back down the stack. So when get dietary restrictions finishes, it can then send information back to the previous dialogue. So in this case, maybe it sends back the information that the attendee is vegan. And then when that finishes, it can then send information down to register, and then register can act upon that information and then determine what the appropriate next steps are. And the great power to this is it can make it much easier for you to structure your bot and to allow your bot to be able to respond to all of the various random messages that a user might be sending to it. So having nice, tight, small, single-purpose dialogues is going to make it that much easier to work with your bot. It's going to make those things more reusable, and it's going to give your users a better experience. Let's go in and see how we might do this inside of our bot. So maybe I go in and I set up a brand new little dialogue here, and let's call this register. Now, for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to set this up with a regular expression rather than using a recognizer. I again want to highlight the fact that if you were using a recognizer, just simply string literal and then put in the name of the intent. And let's set up one other one here, and we'll say dialogue waterfall, and then maybe this is going to be get attendee info. Cool. And I'm actually going to get rid of the trigger action that's there because I want to make sure that this is just called programmatically. Now, inside of get attendee info, I'm going to prompt the user for a bit of text. We'll kind of keep this nice and simple. And we'll simply ask, do you have any dietary restrictions? And then that information is going to come back inside of my results response, just like normal. There we go. And so now I can pass this back to the original dialogue by calling, in my case, session end dialogue with result. So as opposed to end dialogue, which will just simply end dialogue with result will pass the information back to the calling dialogue. And if I just simply use a very common pattern where I say, just like before, response, and then pass in the dietary, now I can use that exact same pattern up above inside a register. So now let's go ahead and call that. So we'll say session, and we'll say begin dialogue. And the name of the dialogue is get attendee info, just like that. So this is going to pass control to get attendee info when the new dialogue completes, returns control to here. And it really is just as if I was calling like an external prompt, because now the information is going to come back and that result is what's going to get passed in. So this right here, that little response and then whatever the dietary restrictions were, comes back inside of that result. So now I can do whatever it is that I want with it. We'll keep it simple. We'll just make it a little echo bot, and we'll simply say session end conversation, which will get rid of everything, and say you said, and then results response, just like that. So now let's watch this in action here. So let's save that. Let's come back over here. Let's clear all this out. And now let's go in and say register. And you'll notice that it will come back to me and say, do you have any dietary restrictions? And then I could go in and say none, hit enter, and then it will come back to me and say, you said none. Cool. And if you really want to see what's going on behind the scenes, maybe what we could do right here is let's just print out console log and let's say session and my dialogue stack, just so we can see that. Let's just come back over here, register, none. And now let's go back over here. And now what you'll notice is, just as I mentioned before, that it is going to have pushed that new one on. So we started at register, and then we went ahead and we called begin dialogue for that get attendee info, and you can see that behind the scenes. Now, one other thing that's very interesting here is if you take a look at behind the scenes, we can also see the state. So we can see what's about to happen, where it happens to be, et cetera. So in our case, when we set up our call to get attendee info, we did that from the first step in the register dialog. And then when we printed out the information, we actually happened to be in the second step. We were right here. So we were in the second step of that waterfall dialog. So that that dialog stack can give you a lot of great information about what's going on inside of your bot. It's also worth highlighting here, and this gets a little bit more advanced, but it is worth highlighting the fact that you can use that to not only just manipulate the dialogues that are currently on the stack, but also to see what information is being stored inside of each one of those dialogues and potentially dynamically figure out where the user needs to be next. So the long and short of all of this is the fact that Bot Framework gives you a lot of power in controlling dialogues and in responding to all the various requests that might come in from your users, even the ones that you weren't necessarily expecting in the path that you were heading. Now, if you're curious about where to go from here, there's an MVA course where we spend more time going in and building bots. I actually have a blog post where I have a lot of information about how to go in and manage all of your dialogues. And then finally, last but not least, is the sample code that I did up here. So you can go check all of that out. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Build 2017.